Welcome to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. When you hear the word chronically, do you automatically associate it with chronic disease? We all do. It's been programmed right into us, but what if we flip the whole idea on its head? Let's discover how we can create chronic health in our bodies, our minds, our finances, our relationships, and of course, in our lives. Let's jump right on in. I'm Andy, and joining me is my life partner in all things, Mena. How are you, Mena?
Not in all things. So we did just went back to Canada. We're Canadians. And, you know, sometimes it takes going away from a place to kind of get different perspective to kind of realize what's going on at home. So when we were in Canada, we saw a lot of people walking around. And when we came back, it became more obvious to us that just how big our population is. And I mean, size-wise, right? And did you know that 70% of the adult population is either overweight or obese? So if we're looking for like normal or majority, the majority people or the normal is overweight or, you know, and then that is the normal nowadays, even though really it shouldn't be.
And that's really quite crazy if you think about it, because of all the people that are overweight and everything, you know, being with the obesity going on everywhere, it's costing healthcare like upwards of $147 billion. And that's a crazy boatload of money. Can you imagine if we were to reduce obesity, how much we can save as a country and as a whole?
Oh, for sure. Not to mention that deaths, unfortunately. And, you know, 7 out of 10 deaths are caused by chronic diseases. So if we trace back to our ancestors, they had very few chronic diseases. And even if there are, they tend to get them much later in their lives. Nowadays, we're seeing young children with diabetes, young adults with heart diseases, and people our age are actually having dementia and Parkinson's and all sorts of health problems. Why do you think that is?
You know, it's crazy. You know, for the last couple of years, I guess the biggest change to the population, I would think, would be, I hate to say it, but the whole vaccine mandate. And, you know, unfortunately, there are side effects, and they don't affect everybody, of course, or everybody will be sick. But it did affect a small portion of the population. And, you know, they are having these side effects that is research is starting to show, you know, it's really coming out now. Research is showing there are damage that can happen from side effects. And, you know, it's not just from these vaccines, from any vaccines, right? There's always going to be people that's affected by side effects. And, you know, hopefully it's going to start coming out to mainstream media news, but it's slowly coming out. You just have to look for it. I think it's going to be more and more as we see it. But even before all that, let's not even talk about that. It's really about all the foods that we're eating nowadays, right? We used to think that eating well and exercising is all we need to do to have a healthy lifestyle, to stay healthy, to live a long time. But that's when our foods were still real, you know? That's when they were grown organically. That's when there were no toxic chemicals sprayed on them. That's when they're not growing in toxic environments. And that's when our lifestyles were more active, like, you know, think about the farmer days, think about walking to work, right? You know, all these things, we're a lot more active. Let's take a look at this chart here.
Whoa, looks like a brain.
So it's quite confusing, right? This is called the shift obesity diagram, which is just a chart of what factors actually influence obesity. And here's where food and exercise is according to the chart. As you can see, food and exercise plays a part in obesity, but it's not the whole picture. It's just a very, very small portion of what causes obesity. Take a look at this next slide. This pretty much tells the whole story. Our environment, our psychology, our physiology, which is also, of course, you know, I always bring this up, our bio-individuality also plays a big role in obesity. What do you think, Mena?
Well, let's bring up a simpler chart so we can actually see what is going on. Well, so, you know, food production, right? Did you know that 80% of the products that are sold in grocery stores, they are sold by four big companies? 93% of the soda sold are owned by just three companies. And 73% of all breakfast cereal is owned by just three companies. And 80% of beef processing is owned by four processing companies. Collectively, these companies generate $1 billion in revenue every day. They science the shit out of it. There's Matt Damon saying, but not in a good way. They put science, they use science to trick your mind to make the food more palatable and more addictive so that you would keep buying it.
And, you know, and I think that's the sad truth is like our food supply is not controlled by small farms, you know, like small companies that is growing things regeneratively, right? You know, like, you know, so, you know, back in the day, you'd be like tilling the soil, you'd be growing one crop, you change a crop next season, so you don't, deplete all the nutrients in the soil. But now all they're using is just chemical fertilizer just to boost growth, in which case there's just no more nutrients in the soil. And like I always say, when you go to a grocery store, you know, grocery shopping, always shop around the outside aisles, right? Because that is where all the real food is. If you notice it, most of it is like, there you got the vegetables, you got your fruits, and then you got your seafood, and then you got your meats. You know, I guess you get a little bit of dairy. And then I guess on the other side, it depends. Sometimes it's
bakery items.
It's probably like the bakery items. Yeah,
no, maybe, stay away from that.
Maybe stay away from the bakery items, right? But, you know, real food, they don't need labels, right? If you're picking up an apple, you know what an apple is, right? You do not need a label saying apple, right? So the fresher the food is, the better it is. And, you know, the whole thing is we need to be eating whole foods. And like I alluded a little earlier, we need to be actually eating organic whole foods because then you're not having things that are genetically modified to taste sweeter or genetically modified not to turn yellow, you know, after you cut it. Like, you know, when you cut apples, usually they oxidize and you know they're going bad, but now they genetically modify so they don't turn color, which is not necessarily a good thing, right? Well, today we have Holly Ann with us today as our guest. She's going to share her story and how she let her beliefs guide her. I think it'd be very helpful to hear her from her perspective on what, you know, what your purpose actually means and, you know, and how your life is always a journey to get you where you are need to be. All right, stay tuned. We'll see you right back.
Hi, this is Minna from Chronically Healthy Life. So this week, let's talk about something that older people tend to complain a lot about, and I'm talking about digestion. And, you know, my mom used to complain a lot that she can digest a lot of things. That's why they don't eat a lot. And one of the reasons is that they, as people ages, they tend to run out of digestive enzymes in their bodies, in their gut. And that's because we only have that much. If you don't replenish it, you eventually run out, and that's why you have digestive problems. So one of the supplementations that we rely on heavily is digestive enzymes. And there are a lot of foods that you can actually get digestive enzymes, but you have to consistently eat it. Some of the examples here, pineapple is great for digestive enzymes. Bananas, make sure they're not really ripe. This is actually too ripe. I prefer green bananas. Of course, miso is a good alternative, and local honey also has digestive enzymes. And fermented foods like kimchi, these ones we are just starting to ferment and should be ready in about a couple of weeks. Kefir is another one that we are making our own, and it's great for digestion also. So what it is when you don't have enough digestive enzymes in your body, you tend to feel like you fall a lot longer than you should, and you're not digesting the food and you're not absorbing the food. You tend to feel bloated around the waistline a lot. So having digestive enzymes really does help you digest, and it does help you ease that bloating sensation. So if you don't have enough, you can always supplement. If you go out to eat with us, you would probably notice that we always take some digestive enzymes after a meal. It does help with digestion because when we go out to eat, tend to eat a lot, so that helps.
It also helps you ease with, if you have a little bit of food intolerance, not necessarily allergies, allergic to a certain food, but you're slightly intolerant to it. Like for instance, me with ice cream, I love ice cream, but I'm actually a little bit lactose intolerant. Digestive enzymes also help me feel better after I eat ice cream because I love it. So yeah, there you have it. If you are having digestive problems, think about taking digestive enzymes daily after a meal. It's one of those supplementations that you don't take at a certain time of day, but you take it with a meal. And if you have more questions about your gut or digestive system, go to our website at chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up to our newsletter. We are going to give you a free ebook on, it's called Gut Matters, and it tells you the relationship between your gut and your vagus nerve and the whole body system, and how your gut is actually a very important part of your whole body system, and how that affects you as your health as a whole. So yeah, go sign up at chronicallyhealthylife.com, and I'll see you next week.
Back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Our guest today is Holly Ann, also known as Definitely Holly. She's never afraid to share her opinion, speaking to audiences and captivating the attention of those around her as early as 3 years old, where she earned the nickname Miss Bossy Boots. And, you know, I met her this February at a Becoming the Best You event in St. Louis. And, you know, we instantly connected because she always shares stories in a very authentic and sincere manner. Holly wears so many hats. As you're going to soon find out, she's an independent thinker, she's a writer, she's a radio show host, and like us, she's a lover of holistic health and health and wellness. Welcome to the show, Holly. How are you?
Good. Thank you for having me.
That is so awesome for being on the show. Can you tell us a little bit more about you and, you know, what Definitely Holly's all about?
Sure. So that's the interesting thing. Through the years, Definitely Holly started out mainly just focusing on politics. And, you know, I am a conservative millennial, but I don't even like to say that anymore. I like to use the term free thinker, because as you know, in today's society, you have to be a free thinker or you will be controlled by the masses and you'll be controlled by the government and whatnot. So you have to be a free thinker. But it started out as just politics. It started out, obviously, my logo, you see my handgun. So it started out, you know, just politics and gun rights and the Second Amendment. And that's pretty much where it stayed. Well, what's interesting is through the years of just diving deeper into my faith as a Christian and just going to church and praying and getting more involved, I'm a former bodybuilder. I got out of that and I started yoga. So through that journey, just, you know, going to church more and reading my Bible more and getting more in tune with yoga and getting more even in tune with holistic health and wellness and what does that look like, you know, your soul and diving deep into your soul and realizing who you really are and peeling off all those layers to get to the core of who you really are, that made me realize just a lot more. So now it's not only just politics and gun rights in the Second Amendment, but now, so I even notice a more shift in my business and brand, and I'm really diving deep into holistic health and fitness and trying to make people more aware of things that they would not know, the normal person would not know.
I love that, you know, and, you know, unfortunately, so many people do start with politics because that's all you see in the news. And, you know, I love what you said about being an independent thinker, because that's what I think we all need to be more of, because not everything that's showed on, you know, social media, regular media is always the truth. I always tell people, think over your head, see what they're seeing. Does that make sense to you? Because it may make sense for one person, but it may not make sense to you, right? So you should always be independent thinking on how these things affect you. And I think that that's great. And, you know, you mentioned that you're a millennial, and so many people, and, you know, I'm a big, you know, I'm an Xer, so, you know, not trying to bash any generation here. Right. But, you know, I find that with social media, a lot of the millennials, they do believe everything that's going on. So I think what you're saying there, to do your deep dive, right, look at things at all different angles to be an independent thinker. I think that that is key for everybody, not just, you know, millennials, Xers, or boomers, just for everyone right now with the crazy world we're in. I think that's actually very important.
Yes. I consider myself now more than ever just a conservative hippie because, again, I'm this free thinker. I still have those core core values and morals, you know, conservative, but also I am a free thinker, so I question things. You know, journalism is my background. That's what I went to school for, so I always question things, and I tell people that. And whether you're conservative or you're liberal or you're not even in politics, I'm at the point now where I hate politics now. I just can't stand it because I tell people we're built upon this system of lies. And so you have to weed out all the lies, which is probably about 97 to 98% of what we know as human beings.
Correct.
So you have to weed all those out to figure out the truth about politics, about life in general, about everything that we've been taught since we were children.
You know, that is so true. You know, like we talk about lies in social media, in the news, and, you know, you talk about politics, which is true. You know, it's unfortunately, that's what politics is all about.
Yes.
Lies is always going to benefit one way or the other. But even when you go a little bit further, because I know you're so much more into holistic health and wellness, and I've been seeing your yoga poses, that's inspiring me to do some of those too. You know, I dabble a little bit of yoga, nothing like what you can do. But it's so true too, because a lot of the things that you're reading about or seeing on TikTok, social media about this is what's good for health, this is what's good for wellness, it might have been true 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago when people didn't know better,
right.
But people sharing all those things over and over again, and things have changed so much in the last 10, 20 years, and things to be proven that is not the case anymore. So I love that you're diving into the wellness and, you know, and nutrition, you know, into that space now. So, Holly, you wore so many hats. Can you just tell us a little bit about all these little spots? You've done so many things along the way.
Yeah.
You know, what journey have you gone down up to this point, like, to get you to where you are today?
So my journey so far has looked like this boss babe persona. So I use that because that's what I initially called myself. You know, I'm wearing all these hats, I'm doing all these things. But recently I actually, I'll get into that in a minute, but yeah. You were asking about, you know, about wearing all these hats. So
yeah.
I have my own small business right now. So I do a lot of freelance working with local companies, whether it's helping them out with their social media management or whether it's helping them out with their websites, so website content, SEO, getting those keywords for them to appear higher in Google. I help them out with blogs. I am a writer. That's the core of who I am. I am a writer. And so I love writing. And anything I can do along the lines of writing, it makes my soul so happy. And that's what I'm really good at. So I do all those things. I book music. That's just passive on the side, passive income. I book musicians at bars and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
And I also work at a local gun range, Ultimate Defense, and I am a role player in our active shooter training classes. And then I have my radio show as of now, too, which has transitioned actually more from politics, kind of more, like I said, into the health and wellness and nutrition, but really just diving deep into people's souls, figuring out who they are as a person. And just reminding those people that, you know, you really have to dig in order to find the truth because we've been told so many lies. So that's kind of where I'm at now in my journey and the things I do now. But I really, within the past few months, I realized that that type of lifestyle, this go, 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 and the constant wearing all these hats was not working. And I noticed that my health was suffering. I noticed that, you know, I could not think clearly and I was just all over the place. And I have sticky notes literally all over my home office right here on my desk. You do this, do this, do the check mark here. I have three calendars. I'm just like, Holly, I can't be doing this anymore. And so luckily through my church, I highly encourage this book right here. It's called The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer. And it has a foreword by a John Ortberg. But I cannot say enough good things about this book because it made me realize, like, it was like an eye-opening from God, because it's faith-based book, but it's, long story short, it's telling people that they cannot live in that cycle of go, 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 hurry, 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 or they are going to burn out and they are going to ruin their soul and their health, and you're not going to live this creative lifestyle. You're not going to experience the goodness and, you know, those raw thoughts and feelings from your soul when you live in that type of way. So that's really been an eye opener for me.
I love that, you know, just listening through all the things that you were doing, and one of them sort of stuck up. You know, I'm in Texas, right?
Yes.
And of course, you know, one of the funny things is, like, when we first got here, everyone was saying, so Andy, did you get gun yet? You know, I'm from California. So I felt like I was the only Texan that didn't get a gun. And, you know, once again, I'm not trying to encourage people to buy guns, but one of the things you did mention is you said you did role playing in this gun training place that you work at. What does that mean? Because I've seen some of the videos you show, and I think it's pretty cool. Can you dive in a little bit more? Because I think that's a lot of people.
Yeah. So what's cool about this gun facility that I work at is I work at all of our CREC classes, which is civilian response to armed confrontation, which is active shooter training. Mm-hmm. And so we teach students, it's pretty much like a big paintball session. So we teach students how to react. We give them 5 real life scenarios, and I'm a role player, so I can mm-hmm. be good, I could be bad, you don't know. It's up to the student to decide that within a matter of seconds in that scenario, how mm-hmm. to respond, what to do. Is it, you know, a draw, a no draw? You know, do you shoot someone? Do you not shoot someone? But it's ammunition guns, which is a Glock 17, but it has a round in it that actually has dish detergent. So it's mm-hmm. much like shooting paintball guns, that sort of thing. It's called ammunition. But it just gets students in that mindset of being more situational aware in life, to where when you're out in public, you're thinking about those things and you're noticing more people around you, and you're kind of quicker to react to bad situations.
I love that. And, you know, I'm going to look into that, if there's something even like that in Texas, because, you know, I really believe it's not about the guns that's a problem. It's the situation you're put in, if how you're using the guns. And I think that is important, because that is going to get you to role play in certain situations, so you already have it practiced in your head, you know what you need to do, right? And you're just not panicking and doing stupid stuff, right? I think that is so critical. I've seen some of those things. It's just like self-defense training, right? If you can walk down a dark alley, what do you do, right? But, you know, it's more of a specific for gun training. I honestly think that, you know, anyone that buys a gun, this should be mandatory training, because that's really what you're going to need.
It's so important. And even if you're someone who, you know, maybe you don't want to take that step yet, or you're nervous about, you know, getting more into the, into owning a firearm and getting, or taking those steps to get there, then at least have something on you. Because I tell you, even in, you know, I live in St. Charles, Missouri area, but even out here, you know, it doesn't matter. Evil's everywhere. We all know that. And so you have to be prepared. And so, you know, not only just being prepared, but also showing that you're confident. So I tell people two things when you're walking out in public: make eye contact with people. Don't be looking down at your phone. Don't be, you know, looking off or down at the ground. You have to show that you're confident. And a lot of times, about half those times, people that are thinking about, you know, attacking you, that may change their mind, because if they see that you're confident, you're paying attention, you're looking them in the eye, they may change their mind about attacking you, or, you know, trying to carjack you, or whatever. But also, just to have something on you, I highly recommend a good pepper spray, and a pepper spray that you don't have to twist a top. I have a heavy duty police pepper spray, but I got it off Amazon. You can look it up there. But one that you don't have to fidget with in a bad circumstance, because your mind, you're not going to be thinking about all these things, you know. So just an easy pepper spray that you are comfortable using, even a knife on you, if you feel comfortable and get the training in that, that's another good thing as well. And then, of course, you know, if you want to start taking those steps, go with signing up for a local firearm class in your community, you know, taking private lessons, things like that.
Correct. I think that that is key, you know, is to taking the lessons and learning how to use these things, regardless if it's going to be as simple as a pepper spray. And from my, I imagine, I never actually used one yet, but you want to make sure you learn how to use it so you don't spray yourself.
Right. That would be bad. Yes. Really bad.
Exactly, because like you said, you know, the world's becoming a little bit of a crazy place right now, and you know, the first person you need to protect before you can protect anyone else is yourself. So I think that's great. You mentioned earlier that you were doing so many things, it just got you so into this frenetic thinking that you can't get things done, you have multiple calendars. And it's interesting because like me and Minna would always talk about everyone has the same 24 hours a day. Yeah. Why are some people more productive at doing certain things while others aren't? And so I just want to talk about, you know, a little bit more about beliefs on, you know, what made you realize, because you mentioned that book, and if you can show that book one more time, I think that is awesome. You know, that's where did you figure out, you know, at what point that things just didn't work the way you're looking at working? Because it sounds like you wanted to be busy, you wanted to share all these things, but at some point it's like, is this the real you? Is this the journey you want to be on? It's like, what was the thing that clicked? It's saying, wow, this is what I love, but this is really not the journey I want to be on. You know, because I really believe that when you're on your journey, you know, your beliefs is going to drive you towards that journey, and you know, what your beliefs are is going to determine where your journeys end up.
Right. Yeah, it's hard just to put into, you know, like a few sentences, but basically I just started realizing, you know, I was always tired all the time. I just, and I'm still on this journey where I'm still realizing what I should do and what I shouldn't do. But like this book says, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, you have to make those choices and you have to sit down and say, okay, look, what is God's purpose for me? What does he want me to do? And what are the things that I can be doing to make myself happy and not bogged down and constantly tired and worn out and exhausted? Mm-hmm. So that means that you have to make choices and sometimes cut things out of your life that maybe you can say no to, or things that maybe, you know, you don't necessarily need to be doing because you're not, they described in the book, you know, you're not Superwoman, you're not Superman, you can't do it all. And so having that mindset, having that like type A personality, I want to do it all. I want to do this and then do this and constant like go, go, go. But in the end, it's like, you know, you're so tired and you're so exhausted. So you're not, and I'm in the process of writing a book right now too. And it's actually called Unbecoming because it's realizing that, you know, everything again that we've been taught is a lie, but also realizing that maybe the thing, some of the things that you are doing isn't necessarily your purpose. You have to kind of distinguish and go work through those things and really dive deep into your soul. And if you're so exhausted and, you know, you're watching the news 24/7 and you're just, you know, all over the place and busy all the time, you don't have that quiet time to dive deep into your soul, pray to God, or just realize that, you know, all these thoughts within you, what is it that makes you happy? And what are you thinking? You know, you don't have time to do that. So it's so important along the way to really make sure that you have those quiet times in your life to do that deep reflection and pray and just look within your soul and just really just stop and just think.
I love that. You know, I love what you just said, what makes you happy? Because I think in this culture that we live in now is we're trying to make everyone else happy, right? We're always saying yes to everything for a favor. And it's like all these monkeys, you know, I learned this from Darren Hardy, one of my mentors, like all these monkeys are hopping onto your back and you say, hey, you're just inviting all these monkeys, which are problems, someone else's problems. They're not your problems. They're someone else's problems. And, you know, one of the things that I learned is sort of like even like Warren Buffett, you know, he gets like 100 ideas, but he says no to 99 of them.
Yeah.
Right? So what you said there was important. You need to know when to say no, right? Does this make you happy? Does this help you go where you want to go? Because that is going to determine your journey, not someone else's journey. You're not doing your journey for someone else. It's doing your journey for what makes you happy. And I think that is so important for a lot of people to realize that. So, you know, what questions do you ask yourself when people want you to do things, or maybe you're watching something on YouTube, or, you know, I get stuck watching these kitten videos. It's like such a waste, time waster on Facebook. But like, what do you tell yourself when you know that you're wasting time and this is not for you, for you to go, you know, towards where you want to be?
Yeah, again, I think it's, you have to carve out that time to really just sit down and think. And I'm a writer, and so I like to put, you know, pen to paper or pencil to paper and actually write out. And so I may make a list. I may write down, you know, my thoughts or ideas. And you just have to go through the areas in your life and think, okay, do I really need to be doing X, Y, Z? You know, is this really making me happy? Is this a part of, you know, my purpose or my journey? And maybe it's not, and maybe it is, but at the same time, you have to make those choices to cut certain things out and focus on other things. Because it's like, you know, life is just, even in this book, they say life is just this hamster wheel. And if you're not careful, you can get stuck on that wheel, and it's so easy. And then you're not using your soul anymore. And you're not being so authentic. And sometimes you may get lost in who you really are as a person and who other people just assume you are or who they want you to be.
Correct. And, you know, that's really one of the reasons why I loved you when I saw you on stage, BTBY. You know, I'm not going to talk about what you talked about, but, you know, it was your authentic self, right? Because, you know, I see so seldom that people are authentic and be themselves and say what they believe in, because it's our opinions, right? This is for us, this is for our
journey,
right? We're not caving in to try to fit into the norm, right? You know, that's why me and my wife, me and Minna, we always say we don't want to be normal.
Exactly.
You know, we're foolish because we want to be different from everyone else. And when you're being different, that is you honoring yourself, honoring your journey. And I think that's important, is stop being someone else, you know, be authentic you. And start listening, you know, to the higher self, whatever you believe in, right, as to a guide to guide you to where you need to be. So, Holly, what is the best way, you know, people can reach out to you to support you? You know, how can people learn more about you or even get onto your Definitely Holly show? I was on there. I loved it. Thank you so much for having me as a guest.
Yeah, of course. So my email's right there on the screen. So definitelyholly@gmail.com. My website is definitely-holly.com. I am in the process of redesigning that right now because, like I mentioned earlier, I'm going through changes in my own life. And so I want that to reflect on my website. So revamping that. Facebook is Definitely Holly, and I post all my show information for my website on there. So if you want to listen to my show, get more information, just go to my Facebook page. And then my Instagram is Official Definitely Holly.
Perfect. And so all the information, like for your show, we can see it actually right on your Facebook and on your Instagram?
Yes, correct. I post to both of those, mostly my Facebook page, Definitely Holly, but it's just News Talk STL. So if you go to newstalkstl.com also and look up Definitely Holly, you can have access to my show there as well. Or you can go to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, look up the Definitely Holly show, News Talk STL. I'm right there as well.
I love that so much. Thank you so much for your wisdom that you shared with us today. You know, because like I said, I think everyone is on their personal journey, and you need to make sure you're on your own personal journey, not on someone else's journey.
Yeah.
And the nuggets that you shared was so amazing. Can you share with us the title of the book one more time? What was that title that got you on your journey?
Yeah. So this is the book I'm currently reading. So it's The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry. By John Mark Comer. And again, I believe that was on Amazon. I got this through my church, but I know it's on Amazon. So definitely look that up and check out that book because it is an eye-opener.
Perfect. Thank you so much for your time. Don't go away yet. We'll be right back after this quick break.
When we hear chronically, we tend to think about chronic diseases and pains, but it doesn't have to be. You can be chronically healthy. Having a chronically healthy life means everything to us. Life stands for longevity, independence, family, and environment. And when you have these four things figured out, your life is going to be beautiful.
Our biggest threat to our health is hidden in plain sight. It is in our water. We can't see the poison and the radiation in our waters, but it is hurting us. Our soils are so depleted of nutrients, and when our soils are depleted, so are our foods. Our air is filled with pollution and chemtrails that there are days when we can't even go out and breathe the air. All these threats that we can't see, we can't hear, and we can't feel, but it is certainly hurting us.
There are more and more unexplained heart attacks, unexplained terminal cancer, unexplained young health adults suddenly dying for no explanation at all. Doctors are baffled. What happens when doctors don't have an answer? What happens if you ask your teacher a question and they don't have an answer for you? You go find your answer somewhere else.
And that's why we created Chronically Healthy Life. We are here to give you answers on how to keep you healthy and your family healthy. There is so much information, we can't tell you everything during our show, but we can keep you informed through our newsletters.
So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up for our newsletters. It is free and it is our gift to you. We want you to have a chronically healthy life and we are here to help you get there. So go to chronicallyhealthylife.com and sign up. And when you sign up, you also get a free downloadable book, our book, Gut Matters, to start you on your journey towards optimal health.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Hey, Christy.
Hey, Mina. How are you doing today?
Yourself a free thinker.
Oh, well, you know, we're all free thinkers on this show. We're definitely not buying. I love that she was talking about all the lies, the lies. You know, you were talking about the food lies in the grocery store. Just go down the aisles.
For sure.
Food lies, GMOs and pesticides everywhere. And I know for me, I talk a lot about the lies of education because it's all politics now. It's not about kids at all. And well, I'm just...
You were a teacher, right? How did you feel about that?
Oh, it was horrible. I mean, if I dared to go against the approved curriculum, I mean, I can't tell you how many times I got called into the principal's office at 4 o'clock on Friday, which is always the, oh, what did you do time. But it's like, hey, I'm going to, I think I care more about the kids than I care about your politics. So yeah, it's very, and you know what? Here's the thing. We start teaching our kids right from the beginning how to be unhealthy.
Yikes. Yeah, that's true.
And it isn't just food. It's everything. It's read what we tell you and believe what we tell you. Don't think for yourself. Oh no. And I love the free thinking thing because I'm all about, yes, learn to read and then think for yourself. Figure it out. Don't take anyone's word for it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, teachers for sure, you know, you have to abide by a certain curriculum. Otherwise, you get in trouble. Doctors, they have their medical boards or whatever it is that they have to answer to. Otherwise, you can't practice. So dentists and everybody else. And, you know, like doctors, you know, when I was a kid, every time I go to see a doctor, they give me candies. So, yeah, that's, you know, it's return business. You know?
Yeah, let's bribe the kids.
Get them back, some term business for them.
Exactly. You know, it's so connected because the food pyramid is, even though they have actually changed the food pyramid now to include processed sugar as something you need to eat every day. And of course it is. It's a huge lie. But it's the food they... With little kids, a lot of times they have a whole unit on teaching the food pyramid. And I could never do it. I was always like, hey, you guys, you know what? If you eat something on this list and it makes you feel bad, don't eat it. It doesn't matter what's on this piece of paper right here. And you know, food allergies are different from sensitivities. But sometimes we just react to the GMOs or the sugar or the high fructose corn syrup or the pesticides or whatever. And
like even for gluten, I know that, you know, a lot of people that are gluten sensitive, if they go to another country, they're perfectly fine eating gluten. It's Actually, not the gluten, it's the GMO and the gluten.
Exactly. I actually know someone who's a celiac who traveled in Italy and ate everything. No problems. Comes back here sick all the time. Yeah.
Yeah, it's unfortunate we live in a country that's so into processed food, and you know, a lot of things is actually backed by these food companies. So, you know, it's really hard to get out of the box and to really, really take care of yourself in terms of health. And even for kids, it's really hard because they just eat whatever parents give them. And processed food, unfortunately, is simple.
Oh, and I get that. I mean, busy parents, I get it. You know, they're just trying to give their kids, you know, with little kids, they need their snack and they need, you know, they're trying to keep them fueled through the day so that they're not passing out on their desks or something like that. But I can tell you, I can't even, it's every day with every kid. The kids that had fresh fruit, carrots or something like that, some kind of, or even sandwiches that were made from, you know, like peanut butter and jelly or a turkey sandwich or something, and they had those for snacks, were significantly better behaved than the kids that were eating anything that came out of a package and was, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that they would eat candy. It's 9 o'clock in the morning and they're eating candy for their snack, and then they're crashing and they're screaming and they're running around, and it's, you know, and it's not about emotional behavior. It's not about I'm wanting to act out and be a brat. It's that it's like they can't control themselves because of what the reaction they're having in their bodies.
Right. It's totally a sugar high, isn't it?
And the chemicals and the food coloring and everything else that's in all that junk. So, yeah. And then, you know, of course, and then we're getting sprayed with chemtrails from above, like that clip.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids drink water out of the fountains at school. Although I will say a lot of parents do send bottled water with their kids now, which at least is somewhat better. I don't know. I know there's microplastics in there and everything, but
yeah, unfortunately, even with bottled water, the bottle itself is a problem, not the water, right? The bottle itself actually has hormone disrupting things in it that's causing all sorts of problems too. So, you know, it would be better to just bring your own water, you know, filter water from home.
That's in a thermos. Right. You know, you just made me connect something. You know, there's a whole thing with very young girls, as young as 9, starting their menstrual cycle.
Yeah, it's hormone disrupting.
Hormone disruption.
You know, it might be just those plastic bottles that's doing it.
It could be, yeah. It's kind of frightening when they're that little. That's scary. That's a scary time for a girl. And being that little, yeah, that's a rough one. So I hadn't ever connected that, but you know, you're right. You're absolutely right about that.
You thinkers, stop thinking.
I love being a free thinker. I do. Do you ever find that you say things to certain people and they'll just like, why at you? Like, what are you talking about? How stupid are you? You know, don't you watch the news?
Yeah.
No.
I haven't done it in 10 years.
No, because it is all lies. It's like, you know, I said to someone once, you know, it's a running joke that if a politician is talking, they're lying. And yet you believe everything they say on television.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know? I don't get it. Like, I can never argue politics. This is always a 50-50. Mm-hmm. Right? It's always 50% people like it, 50% people don't like him.
Yeah.
Whoever that person is, it doesn't matter.
I have to tell you, I met this woman years ago who actually was a lobbyist on Capitol Hill. And her husband was going to whistleblow something, and they murdered him.
Seriously?
And she fled. She took her son and fled. They had buckets of money. I mean, she came back and sold everything. And I happened to see her she was like this window of time. She was there and she called me, and she told me everything is designed to keep one half of the country fighting against the other half. So it's like they took the issue, split them down the middle, said red will take this side, blue will take this side, and just keep everyone fighting. And then you're not looking at the man behind the curtain and what they're really doing.
Wow. Oh, for sure. So, you know, love talking to you, but we'll talk to you back next week. For okay. now, we're going to take a short break, and Andy will come back and have a chat with a local business. So stay Yay. Tuned.
Bye.
We all hope to age gracefully so we can enjoy our later years full of energy, vitality, and good health. But so often, with age, our bodies start to show signs that things just aren't as they used to be. Our energy, skin, healing and recovery time, sleep, it all just seems to go downhill. Unless you're using LifeWave. LifeWave X39, the world's first product ever to activate stem cells. A true breakthrough in regenerative science that helps restore our bodies to a healthier, more youthful state in a way no other product can. The secret? By harnessing the power of LifeWave's patented phototherapy, X39 uses light to elevate a peptide proven to signal the activation of stem cells. Think about it. These are the cells that generate and regenerate all the cells and structures of the human body. They're the building blocks for our organs, tissues, blood, and immune system. They also serve as an internal repair system everywhere. But as we age, stem cells become less effective. Their ability to repair damaged tissue is reduced. In fact, by age 60, they've slowed dramatically. But all that changes when just one LifeWave X39 patch is placed anywhere on the body each day. Instead of older and less effective stem cells, X39 supports the production of younger and healthier stem cells. This amazing level of control over your vitality and well-being was simply not possible, let alone this easy, until now. Look what people are saying about LifeWave X39. Backed by clinical studies, multiple patents, and 20 years of development, any one of these benefits would be impressive. But X39 is so effective, it can influence everything about your body. How you look, feel, perform, and heal. It's time you experience the power of X39.
Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. Each week, we like to highlight a local business that we know and trust to help build out our community. This week, we have Sean Pillman from True Digital Marketing. Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hi. How you doing? Good evening. I apologize for the extra background music at the moment, but they are doing some work in our building. I just had no idea they were doing it this late in the evening, so my apologies.
That's all good. That's all good. So, Sean, can you tell us a little bit more about True Digital Marketing, what your mission is for your company, and how are you helping out the community?
Sure. So, we're True Digital Marketing, full-service digital marketing agency here in Houston. We do business nationwide, have clients nationwide, so really happy about that. We are a full-service digital marketing company where we help our clients with custom website design, SEO, so people could find their website, social media, so we can help grow their audience and sometimes grow their business on those platforms as well, online advertising, so that would include Google Ads or pay-per-click, as some people may refer to it. Another would be YouTube advertising, online digital banners that run across different websites throughout the online experience. And we go as far as doing what we call over-the-top TV advertising. What that means is running ads on smart TV apps such as Sling, Hulu, Crackle, to name a couple. So at the end of the day, we can meet a client where they are and help them grow, or we can help them get in the game and get off to a really good start. How we help the community is we are a resource before we are a service. What we mean by that is we take time to set up what we call discovery meetings. This way we can spend a good amount of time talking to small business owners about their goals, what their short-term goals are, what their long-term goals are. What are their plans and what are their ideas for marketing? And we normally are able to leave them with a quote for services, whether that's website design, SEO, social media management. The only time where we may need about 4 or 5 days is when we're working with a client with a sizable advertising budget, and we need to work on a proposal to come up with, you know, certain figures and KPIs and, you know, figures of that nature.
Well, you know, it sounds like you have a broad spectrum of how you can actually help small businesses. And, you know, it's a love it or hate it situation nowadays. Everything's online. And I find that a lot of small businesses, they're still very old school. They still have a storefront. You know, what would be one recommendation that you think that all business owners should do right now to up level their business? Like, what do you think is the one thing they have to do?
Well, it kind of depends. You know, when it comes to marketing, there's so many different ways to go about doing it. Even with advertising, there's so many different ways to go about doing it. So I would want to know what the person's goals were first. I think some of the basic bases that should be covered is definitely your website. If your website is not up to par, and what I mean by that is if it doesn't look as good as your competition, if it's not as user friendly as your competitors, if you haven't updated your website in the last 5 years, you know, you may want to do that for starters. And we're more than happy to have that conversation about what we can do on, you know, in a way to help you with that website. You know, the next thing is a Google business profile. I think that's very important. If you have a brick and mortar location and you're looking to increase foot traffic, website traffic at the same time, you know, using Google business profile is really important in eating up some of what I like to call the first page real estate, because the reviews that you receive on your page, as well as the activity of you posting relevant content to that page, will ultimately help you to rank in the 3-pack organically over the course of time.
That's great. Okay, great. That is great. You know, great information, because like a lot of people, they do have like an ancient website, look like it was built in the late 90s, early 2000s. So what's the best way to reach out to you? Is the contact information on the screen? Which is the best way? Like through the website, through email? What's the best way we can support
you? You know what? The three best ways you have there are absolutely great. To find out more about our agency and the services that we provide and the work that we've done, please visit our website at truedigitalmktg.com. You can definitely give us a phone call at 832-934-4436 nationwide. My name is Sean, spelled a little different, but it's S-H-O-N at truedigitalmktg.com. On our website, you'll find on our contact us form, contact us page, you can complete the questionnaire, and we'll be more than glad to give you a phone call about the specific services that you're looking for.
Great. Thank you so much, Sean, for being on the show today. Anyone that needs a new website or just rebuild a website, please reach out to them. Please stand by. We're going to have another short little break. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you.
Hey, this is Todd. I'm the host of Personal Development Hacks, where we talk about achieving your goals and living your best life. We can be seen at 7 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Achieve TV. So come and join us on E360 TV.
Bye-bye.
What?
Wow. Okay. See, that's the thing with live, everything can go pretty crazy. Welcome back to the Chronically Healthy Life Show. So what's our action item this week, Nana?
Well, the action item for today, this episode, is very simple. When you go out grocery shopping, stay on the outside, try to not move into the middle, and you'll be good.
And next week, we're going to have a special guest and friend of mine. She's a life coach, and her name is Suzanne Garcia. Come back here next Friday at 7 p.m. CST. You can watch all past episodes at watch e360tv.com in the Vitality TV network. And also, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave your comments on our Facebook page, Chronically Healthy Life. And of course, you can rewatch all past episodes. And what's our website for past episodes, Minna?
Very easy. Just chronicallyhealthylife.com.
Perfect. And of course, you can watch us on our YouTube channel or email us at...
What is our email?
anything@chronicallyhealthylife.com.
There you go. See you next week.
Bye.
Hey, this is Todd. I'm the host of Personal Development Hacks, where we talk about achieving your goals and living your best life. We can be seen at 7 p.m. Mountain Time on Tuesdays and Thursdays on Achieve TV. So come and join us on E360 TV.